Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? It's Lynn, and welcome to my very first episode of Chasing the Freedom. I'm so excited to sit down and talk with you guys today and let you know a little bit more about the reason why I started this podcast in the first place. You might not even know who I am, or you might be listening to this and wonder who I am, what my story is, like what I'm even about. And I always think it's fun to just listen, like whenever I'm listening to a podcast or, you know, a YouTube channel or anyone that I see on social media that I don't really know, I always think it's fun to go back and try and figure out their story, where they started, where they came from. And that's a big reason why also I wanted to interview guests for most of my shows for this podcast, because I really want to show people that everyone has a background, everyone has things that they've been through, and I also just think it's interesting to hear about, I don't know, the way that people think and the way that they see the world and their perspectives and what they've been through and everything like that. So I don't think I've ever shared like my whole story as far as like what I've been through with work, life, everything like that. And so this is going to be really interesting because I'm going to try to keep the editing to a minimal because I really just want to share from the heart and let you guys know more about me. Okay, so here we go. All right, so basically I grew up in a very small town in Ohio. Basically, I explain it that I grew up surrounded by cornfields. My town has like 2,500 people in it, so it's a super small town. I'm not against growing up in that way at all. I think it was a really great place to be raised, and yeah, it was a really great place to live growing up. But in high school is when I started to realize that I wanted so much more out of my life, and I feel like the topic of more always comes up for me, like not more as in greater, grander, bigger, better, but more as just in like, I don't know, more experiences, more depth, more knowledge, more wisdom, more meaning. I don't know. I guess bigger and greater could be associated with like what I wanted like more of, but I just felt a little bit confined. Like in high school, I started feeling really confined by, I guess, where I grew up, because I just felt like there was no opportunity and I just wanted to explore. I wanted to experience more things. I wanted to see different parts of the world and meet new people and hear about the way that people live their life and just, you know, have so much more experiences than what my small town setting could offer me. And like I said, I don't begrudge where I grew up at all, because I think that everything that we go through and that we experience teaches us something and helps us learn something or see something in a certain way. But I remember I was actually 14 years old when I sat down, and I was a sophomore at that time. I was a sophomore in college, or sorry, I was a sophomore in high school. And I sat down and I was in my English class, and I think we were told to write out a list of like long-term goals and short-term goals. And I wrote down in my long-term goals, because at the time 4 years was a long-term goal, or 3 years, whatever, which that is a long-term goal. But I wrote down that I was going to be going to college in California. And I remember coming home and I told my mom, I was like, "Mom, I'm going to go to college in California." And she was just like, I don't even know what she said, to be honest. She probably didn't believe me, but she was just like, you know, what any mom would do. Yeah, that's not going to happen, you know. But like all through high school, even though I had no idea what I wanted to do, and that's why people looked at me like I was crazy, especially like senior year when everyone, like the biggest question that you always got was, you know, where are you going to school and what are you going to study? I just became known as a girl that was like, I'm going to go to California. And everyone's like, oh, okay, like, what are you going to study? And I'm like, oh, I'm undecided. And like, I just wish you could see people's faces when I said that, because people just looked at me like I was insane. And I mean, I would too, probably, not going to lie. Like, that just sounds crazy, but I just knew that I needed to, because I'm a huge fan of like following that pull inside you. And no matter what your beliefs are, like, I believe in Jesus, so I think that God places stuff on our hearts and like kind of guides us and gravitates us towards certain things. But regardless of what you believe in, like, if you feel a pull or a gravitation towards something, like, I just think you should follow that. And some people might call it your intuition, your gut, whatever. But yeah, so senior year, I graduated and I found myself boarding the plane to LAX. I literally knew no one in California. And that's another thing. People were like, oh, so like, you know, people out there. And I was like, oh no, I'm just like going by myself. Just like saying it. Like, I totally understand why people just thought I was crazy. Yeah, I just knew that I needed to. I ended up going to school in California. I loved it. I made some really great friends. And I went to school all 4 years there. And I totally don't regret it. But while I was in school, I started to very quickly learn that I didn't seem like I was wired the same as what I was being taught, or what was, I don't know, like what other people wanted. Like, I remember, just to give you a visual, like, I remember coming home my freshman year of college, and it was my winter break, my very first year, and I ended up just lying on my bedroom floor, and I was bawling my eyes out to my parents, and I was like, I just don't want the traditional route. I was like, I just can't. I was like, I feel all this pressure. Like, what are we taught to do our whole lives? We're taught to go to high school, and then what? We're taught to go to college, and then what? And then pick a good degree, get good grades, and then accept a good job offer, and then live in a house with a white picket fence, and then have a family, and then work your whole life, and then retire when you're 65. And I was literally bawling my eyes out because I couldn't explain it, but I knew that that just wasn't for me. And I felt so misunderstood, because I think my parents kind of thought that they were like, well, you have to work, you know? And I was like, no, it's not about that. I was like, I love working. I'm actually super career driven and I love working hard, but I was like, I just know that I want something different. And I couldn't put my finger on it, because how can you explain something that you don't even understand yourself, you know? And I just felt so misunderstood, and not by my parents, because my parents are super supportive. I mean, I don't think they kind of like understood what I was trying to say, because I didn't either, but it's not like they were, you know, like bashing me or like looking down on me or whatever. I just, in general, I felt like I couldn't really explain the way that I felt to anyone, because no one got it. And I just remember like going through college, and I was like, we're put all this pressure to live our lives a certain way. And you guys, it's not that that certain way is bad. And I want you to hear me when I say that I am not in the business of like shaming anyone for the way that they decide to live their life. I think we all make choices. I think that there's no right, wrong, good or bad way. Whatever, it's whatever you choose for yourself. But the problem is that I knew that I didn't want that, but I felt like it was the only option I had. And that's what made me so terrified. And so I just started like literally praying for the next 2 years. So freshman, sophomore, junior year, I was praying for an answer. I was like, God, you know I'm wired differently. You know that I don't want the same things. I was like, just help me figure it out, because I don't even know what I want, you know? Long story short, I was introduced to a network marketing company when I was it was the end of my sophomore year, actually. So about 2 years later, I was introduced to a network marketing company. And before you roll your eyes at the fact that I'm bringing in network marketing, just let me say that I had never felt so understood before, because when I was introduced to network marketing and the company and the people and everything, for the first time in my life, I was like, wow, there are other people out there like me. And I specifically remember feeling that. I was like, I'm not the only one. And I just can't explain like how better, I guess, that made me feel, because I was like, wow, like other people get it. You know what I mean? And if you're not familiar with network marketing, it's essentially like, okay, I'm just going to use super generic companies, but it's like, if you've ever heard of Avon or Advocare, or gosh, I'm going with the oldies, like Tupperware. And I still have nothing against network marketing right now. So I guess, okay, so let me explain that. So I was introduced to network marketing. I fell head over heels in love with the company because I was like, this is my way out. And everyone in the company was talking about being your own boss, designing your life, going to the beach on a Monday morning, working from anywhere in the world, working from your laptop, working from the beach, getting to contribute, inspire, help people, and all this stuff. And that was like music to my ears, you guys. Like, I can't even explain. I was like, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life. And I was just so convinced. I was like, I'm going to be a millionaire in this company. I was like so obsessed with it. And it's just so funny because I spent the next 2 years just dead set on the fact that I was just going to become a network marketing rock star in the company that I was introduced to. And I just became so obsessed with it. And yeah, that was my junior and senior year of college. So I was still like trying really hard in college and everything like that. But I was like, oh man, I just want to do this company for the rest of my life. And on one hand, it's like the way I view network marketing now is like, I do think like, I don't regret becoming a part of it and working on building my business within it, because I think that it's a great introduction to alternative ways of living and alternative ways of making money. I kind of call it like the training wheels for entrepreneurship. And there's a lot of such incredible people part of network marketing, because I think it just attracts people with really big hearts and people that want to help people and inspire and serve on a greater level. So I have nothing bad to say about it, and especially with the company that I was with, I just think that it's just filled with amazing people. Yeah, so I was introduced to that the beginning of my junior year, end of my sophomore year, beginning of my junior year of college, and I was relieved because I was like, wow, I have an answer now. Like, this is so great, you know? But I still wanted to work hard in college. So just to give you an idea, here's what my senior year looked like. And for someone who knew that they were different and didn't want the traditional path, I was just doing a really good job of like making it look like that's what I wanted, because I didn't want to shut off my options. I was like, well, I still want to work really hard in school. And like, I've always kind of been like an overachiever student. So I was like, I can't just like shut that part off of me, you know, even if I just want to do my network marketing company forever. And I technically don't need my degree. I still want to make the most of college. So my senior year, I was being mentored by the CEO of a brand strategy firm in San Diego. Oh yeah, my degree is in public relations. So public relations, marketing, social media, that's like my background. So I was being mentored by the CEO of a brand strategy firm in San Diego. It was a really great company. I was a guest speaker on a panel at another university's academic conference as part of this like elite student group that I was in for my major. We went and spoke at another university. I ended up graduating in the top 2% of my college class. I had a really high paying corporate job offer on the line the week of graduation. I still remember that like it was yesterday. And my resume was chock full. I had over 20 jobs and internships by the time that I was graduating. So on paper, it looked like everything was perfect, right? But it's just like the more that I went through all these things, the more that I was like, I just can't do this. Like, I just can't do this. And I just started getting so much stress around it. Everything like looked so good. And I was like the model student. I was like, I still knew that. I was like, I just can't do the normal, right? I was so set on that. And so the week of graduation, I was supposed to go in and sign the papers to work at this company. It was in Irvine, which is a really nice part of Orange County. And it was like the day of graduation, and I just didn't go. Like, I just bailed on the meeting, didn't email them, didn't call them, nothing. I graduated, and the next day, my family had flown out from Ohio to California. And the next day, my family and I started road tripping from California back to Ohio. So I just completely just turned down the corporate life, right? That's when I was committed. I was like, I knew that I needed to make something else work for myself. And so what else would I do besides spending the summer after graduation traveling the world? Okay, so also to give you a backstory and like my history with travel, I've traveled a lot in the past year, but prior to graduation, I was not a big traveler. My family, we didn't really grow up traveling. We did like the standard American vacations to like Disney and stuff like that, but we were never big travelers. I just have so much wanderlust in me. So I was also a broke college student at the time. Like the summer after my graduation, I was like, I don't have enough money to travel. But I knew like the year before I graduated that I wanted to make a huge round the world trip happen. So I was like, okay, how am I going to do this if I have no money? And so this is literally what I did. I spent hours and hours of researching. Sorry, I'm backtracking just a little bit, but it'll make sense. So the summer before my senior year, I spent hours, like countless hours researching, just travel hacking, flight points, all this stuff. And you guys, I literally paid, like, I paid for all my flights around the world the summer after graduation with credit card points. I flew from Ohio to Africa, Dubai, Thailand, South Korea, and home, and I didn't pay for any of my trips. It's like if you want something, you can totally make it happen for yourself. But like I said, I was a broke college student, so the way that I would pay for like my baggage and my fees and taxes and stuff for all those flights, because even though I paid for all the flights themselves with credit card points, I still had to pay for all the baggage and the extra stuff. I would literally donate plasma every week of college, and I was, you guys, it was to the point where I had like $5 in my bank account most of my senior year. I was barely putting any gas in my car. Like I would just literally put like $5 in at a time. It was so sad. And I was donating plasma every week, just paying for the trip as I was able to. And so by the time I graduated, I had everything paid for. And then, yeah, I just went and traveled for the summer with my cousin, and it was the best summer of my life. I basically spent all my life working. I've always like worked for what I've had, so it was so nice to take a summer off. The first summer I had off, I think, since I was like 14 years old, and just travel around the world. Okay, so the next phase is post-grad life. So now that you have a little bit of an idea about who I am, I want to explain what happened post-grad. So like I said, I was so convinced that I was going to do network marketing right for the rest of my life. And the summer after I traveled, I had gotten back. My company was having a really big conference in Las Vegas, which is like their annual conference that they have. And I had gotten another one of my old friends really sold on this network marketing opportunity too. And I got her really excited about it. And I was like, yeah, let's do this together, blah, blah, blah. So after I got back from traveling, her and I flew out to Vegas together to the company's annual conference. And I was like, okay, this is gonna be my future. This is it. So we went to that big conference together, and we hadn't actually spoken in a long time. So it was kind of cool how that all worked out. Like, I do think everything happens for a reason. Like I said, to teach us something. And I was like really thankful that I had someone else who kind of like saw the vision of where network marketing could take them and who wanted to do it with me, because I was kind of too scared to do it by myself at that point. So I ended up moving down to South Carolina with my friend because that's where she was living. And for the fall after I graduated, so I graduated May 2016, that fall, her and I were working on building our network marketing businesses together. And aside from that, I was also working part-time jobs. I was working for a hockey team, which was actually super fun. I did like all the fan interaction stuff and I don't know, worked all the games and stuff. So that was actually a blast, not gonna lie. I was also working at like this bougie spa, luxury spa, and I was just trying to like keep my head above water because I was so sold on this vision of where I wanted my life to be. And if I keep repeating that, it's just because I really want you to understand that I wanted this so bad for myself. And it was to the point where I wanted it so bad where I just became, I don't know, obsessive. And I noticed that when my business wasn't building like I was wanting it to building, I was getting so discouraged. And after a few months, I realized that I was definitely having second thoughts about it. I was second guessing it. I was like, this is what I thought I've wanted and what I've prayed for years. And now I just don't know. Like, it's just not going well. I was not enjoying living in South Carolina. There was other things going on where I was just not happy. And you guys, I've never really been one to like struggle with mental things like depression, anxiety, a lot of stress. Even when I was in college and doing a lot of things, like I never really struggled with that kind of stuff. But I started to fall like into a depression. I started getting really bad anxiety, and I started getting super stressed out. One, because my network marketing business wasn't like going as well as I wanted it to. And two, because I just was second guessing whether it was the path for me. And I just also felt like I wasn't in a good environment. And yeah, so I'm not gonna like go into all of the details, but the first year ended up being probably like top three. I don't know, I just made that up, but like one of the top hardest years of my entire life. I ended up, oh gosh, it makes me so sad thinking about the place that I was in. I was crying all the time. So after 5 months of living in Charleston, I decided to swallow my pride, pack up my bags, and move back home with my family. And I haven't lived at home at this point. I hadn't lived at home since I was like 18 years old. And so I just had so much pride around moving home. Like, obviously I was in college and stuff, but still, like, I came home maybe like twice a year on holidays and stuff. So I really hadn't lived at home in a long time. And I just felt so embarrassed. I felt like a failure. I felt like I was just not amounting to anything. And for that like overachiever type A side in me, I just, oh gosh, I was angry at myself. I was so angry at myself. And I was like, why couldn't you make this work, Lynn? Like, what's wrong with you? And just like that negative self-talk was just eating me alive. And I was so embarrassed. I was just floundering. I moved home February 2017 and just so lost. Like I said, I was just floundering. And I was like, what is next in my life? Like, I thought that this is what I wanted. Like, I thought that I had a direction for my life was going. And I was just thinking about school and like thinking about all the accomplishments and the accolades and the corporate job offer that I had on the line and all of the things that I had done. And I was like, and now here I am, I'm 22 years old, moved back home, and I have nothing to show for myself. And it sounds so dramatic, I guess, when I say it like that, but it's how I felt at the time. And yeah, it was such a hard period of my life. So if you're going through that right now, like, just know that you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you. We all go through it. And yeah, so I moved home, living back with my parents, whatever. That spring is when I was like, okay, I have to figure this out for myself. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about network marketing right now. I still have like mixed feelings on it, but maybe I'll still try to make it work for myself. I don't know. So I started learning a lot about online marketing, affiliate marketing. I was listening to podcasts. I was reading books. I was going to events, doing seminars online. Literally, you guys, I put so much money on credit cards trying to get answers online. I was buying all these online courses from all these gurus who I, to be honest, didn't really learn a whole lot from, which is sad. Like, I did learn stuff, but I don't know. If you're familiar at all with the online coaching world, I would just say be very careful about who you listen to and make sure that when you're listening to someone, they actually have the results to back up what they're saying. Anyway, sorry, that's just like a total side note. But so yeah, I was just trying to find answers for myself. And I basically spent that whole spring, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh gosh. So I think it was about June or July when things finally started to turn around. So I found this one girl on Facebook, and she's actually going to be my very first guest that I have on the podcast. Her name is Taylor Lane, and I found her, I think, because we had a mutual connection through the network marketing company we were part of. I think we had like some mutual friends on Facebook. I ended up randomly finding her, and I found her group, and I started learning about the digital nomad lifestyle, the location independent lifestyle. And if you're not familiar with it, digital nomad or location independent is essentially anyone who is able to work completely from their laptop. So you're not going to an office, you're not commuting, you're not going into work. And it's all those things that you would get from like a normal job or career, except it's done online. And you guys, my mind was blown. And like I said, when I was in network marketing, like that was kind of my first taste of location independence, but I wasn't really familiar with like the whole, I guess, background concept behind it. Like, I knew that that's what I wanted, but I thought that was the only way to get there, I guess. So I didn't realize that there was this whole world out there of people working from their laptops and making great incomes, but they were able to work, live, travel anywhere they wanted, and yeah, just live, have that sense of freedom. And I was like, how have I never heard about this in all of my years of searching for something alternative. And in all the times that I typed how to make money online and travel the world on Google, how did I never hear about digital nomad? Maybe I did. Like, all the things that I researched probably were like digital nomad things or location independent things. Maybe I just never put two and two together. I don't know. But I found Taylor and her whole business. So she has an online membership site. So she specifically helps girls land remote jobs. That's literally her whole business. And I'm like, yeah, I'm hiring her. So I hired her as a coach, put that on a credit card, and just was like, Taylor, listen, I explained my whole story. And I was like, I just need something in my life. And I was like, I want a remote job right now. And she was like, okay, let's do it. So we worked one-on-one together. Within 1 month, I had sent out 30 customized applications, resumes, cover letters, and video applications. I just went for it. I was spending literally so much time doing it because I wanted it so bad. And within a month, I was receiving interviews, job offers, all of that stuff. I think I ended up getting 4 job offers, so I took 3 of them. And I think that was around July, August. And as soon as I started, as soon as I got those jobs, I booked my one-way ticket to Thailand. Like, that's literally what happened. And I still put that on a credit card. Oh my gosh, I'm just like talking about how all this, I put all this stuff on credit cards, but it's okay. Like, I pay my credit cards off, so it's okay. But at that point, I was like, I'm going to put my flight on a credit card and I'm going to pay for it once I start getting paid. So that was how I dove into the whole digital nomad life. And this past year, so that was like August 2017-ish when I started working, I ended up booking my flight overseas. I left the first week of October, and I spent this past year, so I guess the past 10 months, working and traveling from around the world. And I just got back from 6 amazing months in Southeast Asia. This summer, I have some trips lined up and everything like that, and I'm home for weddings and everything, and then I'm going to see where I'm going to go in the fall because I don't really have that planned yet, but it'll be something else. It's just so crazy because even though I'm not like where I want to be in my life yet, just having the sense of location freedom, working and traveling from anywhere, has changed my life and is seriously something that I've prayed for, I'm not kidding, years. Like, since I was 18 years old, and I'm 23 right now, so what, 5 years? But I knew even before then that I was different. Like I said, I was 14 years old when I wanted to go to school in California because I wanted something different. So just, it's crazy how things come full circle and how things that you pray for or that you want to happen for your life, they come back, but probably not in the way that you would expect. And like I said, I feel like I'm just beginning. Like, this past year, just to give you an idea, I did everything from teaching English online to doing digital marketing, doing social media management, freelance writing. I dabbled in e-commerce. Currently, right now, I'm working on setting up affiliate marketing, passive income, launching my podcast. I'm dabbling in more like entrepreneurial projects right now. But it's just amazing, like, this whole world opened up for me of realizing all of the different things that can be done in the world. And I feel like I've always had that dreamer side to me, right? Like, I've always been like, I just want to do something big in my life. Like, I want to empower people. I want to inspire people. I want to just do something big, you know? And it's like, but also I have that like wanderlust side that's like, I want to travel, like I want to experience and I want to be around different people and hear about different ways of life. So it's just amazing that I love having location independence and I love working remotely so much because I feel like it's the first step to having more freedom in your life. Because if you can control where you work, you know, when you work, and get to be around amazing people who make you see life differently, I think you're just adding so much more into your life. And just to rewind a little bit. So when I first went overseas, I loved hearing about all the different ways that people were making a living, like a location independent living, location independent lifestyle for themselves. And I think it's so fascinating hearing about all the different possibilities of what you can do in life, because I think that a lot of people feel like there's only one thing that they can do. Not one thing as in one job, but like one path. And like going back to how I felt in college, I felt like there was only one path for me. So my heart is really to speak to where I used to be. And if you're a girl and you're in your, you know, early 20s, or maybe you're in college or something like that, and you feel like people just don't get you because you want something different or you want something else, like, just know that you are not alone. And there's so many options, like, there's so many possibilities and opportunities for you out there. And I promise you, like, if you just keep searching and keep going for it, like, you will find what you're looking for. And it might not be in the way that you think it will be, but you'll figure out, like, what's supposed to, you know, everything will fall into place. Just to be super cliche, everything will fall into place. And I, like I said, I know that where I am right now, it is just the beginning. Like, I've achieved my first step in what I've wanted, but now it's like, I just know that the sky is the limit. And so it's allowing me to dream so much bigger. And I just want that for all of you. That's the reason why I'm making this podcast, is because I want you to know how many girls out there who are just like you. And yes, I am speaking to girls. So if you're a guy who's listening to this, then sorry, but I mean, you can totally listen to this too, but I am going to have only girls on here because hashtag girls rule, right? So I just want to show as many everyday normal girls as I can who are pursuing their passions, designing their own lifestyles, living out their own version of freedom, however freedom looks to them, and contributing to the world in only the way that they can do. Because I think that we're all wired differently. We're all given unique talents and skills and passions for a reason. And it's like our responsibility to use that. You know, we're not doing anyone any good if we're just ignoring what we've been given and not using that, right? Then going back to the title of this show, Chasing the Freedom, it's not just freedom as in location independence. But I do think location independence is an amazing first step or first way to have freedom, because when you are able to work and travel from anywhere and kind of design your days, that just gives so much more flexibility and options in your life. So that's why I'm going to be interviewing different girls who are in their 20s and 30s who have successfully achieved location independent lifestyles. And I have amazing people lined up, you guys. Like, gosh, I don't have my list in front of me, but I have girls from all different backgrounds, all different personalities, all different, like, as many types of people as you can think of. Because again, I just want you to know that any, like, no matter what way you're wired, no matter what things you like, what things you dislike, whatever, like, there's something out there for you. And if I can just help pour belief into you and let you know that, you know, you can do the things that you want to do, then That's the whole goal of this podcast. Like, that's all I really want to do, is to, like, inspire and pour belief into you and knowing that you can do it. So that's a little bit about me. Actually, that's a lot about me, like 35 minutes about me. I don't think I've ever talked that long about myself in my life. Well, I mean, I probably have, but whatever. But that's my full story. So I hope that helps you know a little bit more about me. I just want you to know I'm super genuine. I always come from a place of authenticity, from wanting to help, from wanting to inspire people, and I really do want to make this the best that I can. So with that being said, if you guys want to listen, I'm going to be rolling out with interviews every single week with different women, and I'm also going to be throwing in solo episodes too. So I don't really know the title of what I want the solo episode shows to be, maybe like, I don't know, Ask Lynn or Lynn's Thoughts, or probably something a little more catchier so people like actually click on it. But I'm going to be throwing in solo episodes too, so let me know if there's something that you want to hear from me. But I'm just going to try and pour as much knowledge and value and wisdom into these episodes as I possibly can. So with that being said, if you want to subscribe, I would so appreciate that. And if you want to leave me a review and let me know what you think about this, if there's anything that you want to hear, literally anything. Like, I want to base this show based on the feedback I get, and I want to kind of tailor it to what people want to hear. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing about this, and I will talk to you in future episodes. So have an amazing day.